tune 'em up, bang bang, baby.
I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up. But I was young and didn't understand. But now I'm a grown up man. I know girls are made for kissing.
With your wavelength. Oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine.
Only you can make this world seem.
First Lady of the United States will take their first dance. Ladies and gentlemen, the first couple, Donald and Melania Trump.
So I face the final curtain.
To the bob man. Talk to the bob man.
Sometimes I justify the words I spill, like spitting embers they spark. Outside my troubles are colder, but in these eyes the melody it smolders. I know the whispers they hurt sometimes, they swirl and fracture my fears of light. But can't you see?
Thank you. SpongeBob, churning up the cesspools of excitement and desire, and Ion attempting to even push it further into blatant, tabooed confusion. Ion, why are you here on Tuesday? Are you filming?
It's not Tuesday, it's payday, Bob. Have you lost your mind? You slept through a whole nother week again, and you play good music, so it's a good day. You play good music, and it's good. Bring us, the child says, bring up the sausages. Bring out the sausages, Bob.
Well, let's see what Shaw says that. You want British sausages? I haven't had one in a long time, Shaw.
Oh, he'll take any sausage, though. He don't care.
The Night of the Iron Sausages, the famous Zappa song.
Mm-hmm. Is that right up there with Suck Me Hard and the Watermelon Hay, Bob?
Yep. The same day, I think. I think that's the day.
Wow. Doubles. Doubles and nothing, and the chicks are free.
Watermelon. Yeah. So I wonder who's here. I wonder if our boy Howdy is here.
We use stars on the thing because this is youth night. This is what youth, so we use stars when we said, life's a bitch, and then he moved to Dobbstown.
So, Bill, is Conrad here? I didn't know whether he said he'd be or not. But
Conrad Hilton doesn't live here, Bob.
Maybe that's him. Who's this a funny name here? Is that you? Messiaz. Is that you, Conrad?
It's Robert. It's his father.
Ah, how you doing, Robert? What's happened? You saw your son had so much good time, you took the phone away from him so you could have a good time.
Yeah, you might say that, yeah. He had a lot of homework to do, so I emailed you about it, that he couldn't do it today.
Oh, that's all right. I haven't even got a chance to look at that email, sorry, but it's okay. You're here. Would you like to say something? Did you listen to him last week?
Actually, I did, yeah. I mean, I listened to it afterwards, the recording.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen during because I was doing something, actually, so I wasn't really available at that time.
So what did you think of how he performed?
He was very clear. I guess his mic is good. But afterwards, he told me that he had no clue what you guys were talking about, which it's kind of on me because I didn't really fill him in completely.
Right.
And I kind of wanted to see how you guys react to a kind of a, 16-year-old teenager, kind of raw. And I
I was very complimented. Everybody loved the way I, quote, handled him.
Yes, I
got
think
a lot
so
of compliments.
I actually liked it also.
I don't know. Well, beg your pardon?
I liked how you handled it also, yes.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to handle him, but that's what people think. But I don't understand what he wouldn't understand. The Ion stuff, maybe, but we talked a lot about his experience in high school. It's probably not what he means, that he doesn't know what we were talking about.
Well, I think maybe certain terminologies, because you would use, the media ecology terminology, which he would not have a clue about, nor his peers. So that would have to be something that he would have to brush himself up on. So that kind of stressed him out because he was, hello?
Yeah, we're here, but that's the exercise.
Oh, you're here.
Is to get stressed out and realize it's not that important whether he gets it or not. He can still make up ideas and words. I'm flexible.
Yeah.
I don't know what media ecology means.
Yeah, so he didn't.
Shove,
he,
I guess.
Where you don't like maybe you're not sure if you fit in because you have no clue where you're at, then that was kind of stressing him out a little bit. But other than that, I think he did okay. Within the
child is. Adult.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't know
he's
how
not
to
adult
speak
yet.
It, so he.
Exactly. Yeah, he hasn't learned.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
This is part of the education. We bring him into a fake environment with adults faking it. That's what the kids. They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to hang out with adults. Adults have to pretend they're fucking know what they're talking about, and that's called education. So what we offer is a rare experience for youth, so-called youth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the youth, they, you know, hispies, they kind of know that we are winging it, and they kind of like just whatever kind
way
of
more
it,
so.
You know?
Way more so today, because there's not language is not the only ruling ground.
No.
Okay, so let's see if I'm going to unmute people, and maybe someone might want to talk to you about your son or whatever. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Anybody have anything to say to Robert, the father of Conrad?
Did really well, Bob.
Yeah, his son, he definitely sounded way mature than his age.
I think he struggled exactly. He is more mature than his age. He is more mature than his age.
Than a regular 16-year-old, yeah.
So lucky to have a dad that talks about Ion to him.
Yeah.
Because now he's going to grow up with being able to
talk
to
the Bob man.
Ion, no domination here, Ion. This is for the audience, so I put you on mute for a second here.
I think for me to talk Ion to my kids is easier than, let's say, people my age.
We now the host, Bob. This is cool.
I want to see if you noticed that. Yes, he noticed it. He could see the switch. Okay. He's not the host now, I don't think. But I click it off. But yeah, Carrie, what were you saying? Somebody was saying something?
I guess I was saying something, but hello?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, when nobody's speaking, it doesn't mean you've been disconnected.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a telephone. That's what happens on telephone.
Whatever, Bob. There's not supposed to be dead air. This is a radio show, remember?
No, we canceled that rule 30 seconds ago. Legislation is always updating itself.
Damn. Okay.
Here.
Speaking of maturity,
he's
on and off
back.
With that.
There's Cha speaking. There's the croaky 7-year-old, the waspy, wispy voice of Cha. What's she saying?
I hope Conrad would be back. But we miss him. No, he was wonderful.
I think he will be back next week, maybe.
Yeah, you educate him on how we're winging it, and we're not judging whether he understands the words he says.
He didn't understand the concept, though, of having a school radio and having a school newspaper. They don't do things like that, and it'd be like telling him to run to the record store and pick out the new release. That wouldn't make any sense. It would just...
That's right.
Conversion hypnosis.
Say, how many ditches did you dig today, Conrad? Well, what's a ditch? What do you dig with? You know, yeah, we have to watch ourselves. We're fossils.
Yeah. Yeah, I think to bring it to perspective is he wasn't, because, you know, when I kind of came up with this idea, when I asked him if he can call, I kind of winged it. I kind of like just came right there and then. And then I realized that he doesn't really know enough to know what this whole situation is about, but he still decided to do it. And then vice versa. You know, the audience wasn't aware that he didn't know either. So, you know, they would, because usually when people would call in, they would kind of know about Ion, about Media College, McLuhan, all that. And he didn't. So that was kind of confusing to some people in the audience. Like, wait a minute. So why are you even, you know, are you interested in it? And I guess a person like his age would be able to do this because they don't really care if they're into it or not into it, or, you know, they would just do it for sake of doing it. And that's exactly what he did. He just did it for sake of doing it. And that's where it's at, you know. And later on, he got kind of like self-aware. So it was where he was like, okay, wait a minute, what am I doing here, kind of a thing. So that's how it is.
Well, that's the therapy part of this show. We want to have kids have this confusing experience more and more. You know, yeah, how'd I end up in this department, this room? But we can't be blatant about it, because then they'll play games in response to it. So we have to subtly, genuinely, authentically fool them. Just like I fool every one of you fuckers who think you're adults.
It's like I don't know if he listened to it afterwards or not. I have no idea. I just don't know.
Well, he told me, he wrote me after and said it was a great experience. So he lied his fucking head off compared to, I know, after listening to you.
I think it was, but at the same time, it was stressful. So he wouldn't, you know, at the time, you know, he thought it was fun, but then later on, was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, in the middle of this kind of thing.
So that's what we want to do. That happens to everybody here.
Yep.
Everybody halfway through the show, payday, says, what the fuck am I listening to this babble for? And who is this southern cracker that claims to know everything and swears and
hey.
Rude? Yeah, you resemble that?
Maybe.
Who's that? Hey, that wasn't Ion, was it? I got him muted.
No, that was me. This is Sarah.
Sarah.
Right. Well, I unmuted Ion.
Somebody's talking shit about somebody. I got to find out if they're an underdog.
Who's the underdog? There you go, Jeremy. I heard. Who's the fucking underdog?
Well, you were just calling Ion a cracker. I feel like Ion should fight if they want to be or not.
Those are terms of endearment.
In the house.
Can you hear me?
You don't have to take your clothes off here, Jack.
Thank God, I'm at the office right now.
He don't mind. He'll get naked anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, so you're making sales, Jack? Working on the salesmanship?
Yeah, just working on the sales, filling out our vendor forms. We're about to get Bed Bath & Beyond soon, so we're dealing with the real boys now, so we got to come correct. We're not just selling off our website. We'll be
as long as you're coming, Jack, that's all you got to do.
I know.
Hey, Jack, how many people did you raise from the dead today?
I don't know. Can you tell me?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to you.
Shit, I don't know. I didn't know I raised people from the dead.
What about Jermaine? Did she raise any?
Maybe.
Did I what?
Jermaine, how many you got?
Raise any people from the dead?
I think maybe just one today.
Three.
Did you? Yeah, there you go, Jermaine. Look at that. It's the first time we heard Ion ever say something like that in that context with that ridiculous confusion and implying multiple Jermaine. So there it is.
That's not good nor bad, is it?
She even knows where the Lamertage is, Bob.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
She's in there. And she's with Jack, one of the greatest jack-offs ever happened.
That Jack, he can get it.
He gets it all the time.
Jack can get it.
Look at what girlfriend goes to her boyfriend's office, hangs out. He must be taking time to titillate her when he gets the break.
No, I'm
here, and she's home.
I'm home.
Well, what are you doing home? Why aren't you with him? Getting diddled.
She's fine.
Yes. On the natural question that follows that.
Hey, are you guys going to
see Chad?
That's okay. See
Chad? Bob's gonna ask you what home Chad? Is.
Yeah, what is
yeah
it?
We're planning.
Are you guys going
to
see Chad?
Yeah, we're planning
it
now.
Yes, Jack, when are we going to go? I'm waiting on Jack to get his schedule
right.
Figure out the date, but we're coming, Chad, soon.
Yay. I think
Chad's
we're gonna
be in
there. You're one of these 602 numbers, right, Chad? I think Chad can hear
me. Yeah, is that me?
Okay. Yeah, Kate.
Oh, yeah. Both of us. That's Kate. It tastes great. Tastes great, Kate.
Thank you. I've been working hard on it.
Good.
Okay, let's get talking.
Lick it.
So we can get some ideas without Ion interrupting. I'm going to put Ion on mute, and let's have some people say some things. And then Ion can come in, but we'll make...
Can I talk about something? I got a topic.
Okay.
what do you think is going to happen to universities and colleges? You know, there's a lot of people going to college and they're like, oh, I'm going to go to college and pay all this money. But, like, there's no more jobs left. And there's so many young millennial people doing shit that they don't love to do. So it's like, how do you get out of that cycle?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Universities are so important in American culture because it's the book archetype and people think they got to go to book land. But they do it for social. It's a club. It's almost like the only time these kids are going to have any fun and get laid a lot and drunk a lot. So they do it for that reason. They go there to party. And why wouldn't you party since apparently nothing is going to help you? But see, the kid is being fooled by what appears to be, by what they see. And they shouldn't fucking stay limited to that goal. They should be self-motivated and whatever they want to get into. So
I think there should be someone that tells the kids to go to school to network and not worry. Like, go to school and meet a kid's dad is, you know, the fucking co-founder of Pepsi. Kids from all over the place that come from different backgrounds. And instead of having a child use his mind and say, oh, I'm going to go to psychology class and go to these classes, and you don't even know what you want to do with your life, instead kind of mix it up. Like, you know, make relationships with the people in your class. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or the people
that
you
walk with.
Hey, Jack, you know what McLuhan's answer 50 years ago was? Do not have instruction. Just have constant bullshit sessions.
Yep, I get that. I see that 100%. That makes complete sense.
Right, and so the only thing they should hear, mandatory, is us. Is us and payday. Because we set a high standard of contradiction, confusion, and everything. And like Conrad learned to swim in it. Our environment is what this, what youth, we're the revolution. We're what you kids, will drive the kids crazy. We will force them to decide what they really want because they're not going to like us. Or some of them will like us, so we cause confusion. That's our goal, what you just said. Let them have bullshit and have us as the only thing they can check into. The only authority.
But how do people know about you guys, though? That's the thing, unless there's someone saying, hey, come listen to this, to Bob
they
or whatever. How do
But Ion's in charge of that. We are going to be known gradually more and more and more and more until we will get to that position.
Okay.
Would you say that maybe some younger people are kind of by default knowing certain things that, let's say, older generations don't have a clue about?
Yep.
Because
by default.
I see that happening a lot because I have two daughters that just, you know, graduated recently from college. And, you know, those two were, like, kind of into learning, so they would squeeze out as much as they get out of the schools. So they actually did use that to their advantage. And that was kind of with me telling them, you know, this is a game they're playing, so it's a business.
Right.
So if you do well, they will make sure that you're there, and they'll pay you money for it, which they, you know, they got scholarships and all that. And let's say the younger generation, like Conrad, he goes, like, maybe I won't even go to college, or maybe wait, or maybe, you know, he's not really, like, you know. And I noticed a lot of the people go and they kind of hang out and party and do whatever, and then they wake up and they see that, you know, they owe a lot of money, they don't know where they're at, and they kind of shape up. And now it's kind of fashionable to kind of do your own thing and kind of manipulate the system, and maybe that will catch on. So it seems
yeah,
like
exactly.
They by default are getting it.
Yeah. It seems like people should be, instead of paying $60,000 or $80,000 to go to school for a year, why don't you give them $50,000 to start a business, you know? Or align them with a business to grow their own business. You know what I'm saying? Something.
Yeah, and they should be aware that FEMA cramps are being built for them. To be told that.
What is that?
Yeah, I am the only person here that has ever been in one of those trailers, and I can tell you right now it was luxurious.
Really?
What's a trailer? Are you talking about trailer?
FEMA camps. FEMA trailer.
They're concentration camps. They're concentration camps that are being prepared right now for people.
Really?
So the kids, they need to know what they need to maneuver around. They don't go charging at it. You figure out a way to bypass it. You know, that these kids are, McLuhan said every generation is cursed. And the ones that aren't cursed have grace. And I don't know how they got it, but every generation
is fucking
it up.
Well, that's the gift of the spirit. It is by default. It's the gifts of the spirit. It's part of that. It is by default. You don't have to have studied. You don't have to have been raised in a church or even believe in any kind of God or religion. It's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I mean, I guess a lot of the youth is only—they're only listening to what they've been taught before them. Like their mom was taught something, and their grandma taught them something. I think it comes down. I mean, the more and more the millennial generation are becoming smarter, and like you have a lot more information at your hands with social media and stuff. So like a lot of people are seeing other people do their own thing. So now they're kind of—I guess—the light switch is turning on. Like, oh shit, if they can do it, I mean, maybe I can do it too.
Yeah, and they're not. Other than being in a cult or something, they're not being warned that nuclear war is going to wipe out a lot of them or the mass die-off. They would never consider. They don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
The kid doesn't believe that kind of shit. Well, we got Ion here with authoritative vibration frequency saying that. That's a good warning. See how they react.
Yeah.
So do you think they would come into Ion and they wouldn't be as confused? Like they would just get it right away?
I don't know. It doesn't matter what they get. They just need to have it as part of their diet, their information diet. It's mandatory. It's like the people should have been hearing Frank Zappa every day on the radio. Whether they bought it or liked it didn't matter. They should have had it as an alternative to their narrow little worlds. You know, the kids are narrow-minded, even though they experience all kinds of information. They're narrow-minded and very rigid in how they deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see. Now we'll see if Ian's got some counterintuitive advice. You have anything you want to say about what we're saying, Ian? What we're talking about?
I'm sorry, we're not available right now.
Clean it up! Come on, clean
read
up my statement.
Read it. Read it on the Goober Snatcher.
Okay.
I know what they're jacking off.
Zippy was on the Jack Parr. Who? Generally, different phrases that I am saying. That's what colleges are, $50,000 businesses class. Did you fuck up with your apostrophe S there, Ion? Businesses class?
No, we did it on purpose. It's businesses. It's possessive. It's class. It's a class.
Oh, yeah,
of businesses.
Business class.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What about plural ending in S, but also doing the contraction of...
It's not a contraction. It's possessive. It's possessive. It's not a contraction.
Sarah
well,
made a mistake.
Okay.
Oh, the great genius. Sarah made a mistake. And Ion Potter. Very good, Ion. Can't you get Sarah?
Garrison Keillor's dead. What can we do?
Look at this. Here, I'm holding forth being a good, friendly host, and there's Ion. Bob doesn't have a clue about it. See, like, they're taking fucking, just like all those other assholes,
okay.
Sub-G's.
I mean,
you're
a statement.
They didn't have
my
a clue
son
about
FEMA here. My son.
I don't know anything about the FEMA grant,
that
Ion.
That would be a contraction,
right?
Fuck up. Get a better fucking phone, Sarah. It's so ridiculous. That is you.
Close. Home for the holidays. Wrong. It's over. No more. Berkeley will be sold and sold in peace.
Berkeley will be sold. I missed the first part.
Oh, that was way back yonder when you were saying about colleges, what's going to be. We answered, closed, comma, gone, comma, gone for the holidays.
Oh, good.
It's
is this
over.
What Betsy DeVos
no
will do? Betsy
oh,
DeVos
you better believe it. She's in there. She's in like Flynn now. Now public schools aren't going to get the money checks. Everybody's going to get a voucher. And if you're a good public school, you'll get the voucher and you get the money. If you're a bad public school, nobody will go to you, and you won't get any money checks, and then you'll be closed. And now the NEA is going to be DEAD. It's going to be so wonderful.
That's cool.
Oh.
Have it,
she's going. She's just like Fortune. She's going to fuck up some commas.
What's her name again?
Diva?
You don't need to call up my name. Just start speaking.
DeVos. DeVos.
DeVos.
It's Rich DeVos's wife.
Hey, Ion, my
Yeah, I just read about her. It's so interesting how there's so much opposition against her. And
yeah, do you know who she admires?
She doesn't even know what school.
Eliza.
She doesn't even know what school is.
That's right. You know who she admires, Eliza?
Who?
Dr. Dean.
Oh, good. Oh, that's definitely.
Yeah, but don't get that all stirred up. They'll be hating her, so do that.
Sorry I said that, but we must know.
No, it's all right. Let them tell them something, Bob. Then they'll know something.
Yeah,
you tell them. They'll know it. Just tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them you told them. Just remember to tell them what you told them.
And the billionaire Republican donor.
The good news is the Queen's starting to like me a little bit. That's a big change.
Well, he only pissed in her tea twice, and so it's got a little better.
I pissed in the Queen's tea, and I did get a T-shirt.
Yeah, it was a tea T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is
Bob in the land of golden showers.
See, I know the words.
Now that DeVos is going to be the Secretary of Education,
stop. It's DeVos. Unless you're that ridiculous woman Waters in California who doesn't
Maxine
know how to say
Waters.
Maxine Waters.
Jack's
she's
mother-in-law.
Underwater.
Jack's
she's
mother,
be under,
quarter mother-in-law.
She's going to be underwater. Underwater. Don't worry about her. She's gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
It's DeVos. DeVos.
So this is a sign of change in education. Is that correct?
Yes, we're going to have real education now. You're going to get a really... So now you won't spend all the money in the whole wide planet and come in number 30th in the world of education.
Uh-oh, I start to take over again. Everybody gets quiet. So we're going to... Thank you for your contribution. Just
okay, bye. I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to fuck up your show.
We're not telling you to go away. Just fucking
no, tell him to grease it. No, it's okay. Tell him to grease it up. It's all good.
No, it is.
Astroglide for everybody.
Petulant fucking tantrum. Petulant tantrum. So relax, Diane. We'll come back to you. You what? He'll go away anyway. He's so spoiled. If he doesn't dominate, you know, he's fucked up. Yeah, okay, so next, who's got the next topic?
Testing.
And Ion left. Look at that. Ion went to try to take the ball and go home. Well, prove him wrong. Prove that he didn't take the ball.
Finished. Ion got to take down on what you...
What'd you say? Speak louder.
Ion gets kicked out. Ion gets kicked
That's
out.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Well, he doesn't know how to just sort of let other people be in a circle.
He does.
He has
sound
to take
different.
Over.
Yeah, he does. They do.
What?
Did you say comrade okay. arrived?
First of all, someone said he sounds different. Is that true?
Yeah. He kind of, they sound more like...
Like what?
They're trying to act more like youth.
Yeah, youth. Y-O-U-T-H.
Yeah.
Youth is
okay,
popping.
Well, forget it. It's dangerous having Ion around. Like, he distracts everybody. So go forward. Start talking. Like, Jack, you got an answer about what's coming from Ion.
No, I get it.
What do you make?
I was great. I understand. I mean, I've always thought something had to, because if not, we're going to be going in the full circle, and the youth is, you know, what's up next. So... It's good that the youth finally have, they're going to do something, which is good.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, but the youth under me may not. But it's good that things are happening. There's a change coming.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Trump's going to be a great president. He's going to cause all kinds of changes in so many levels that even though he might have to fund it himself, they're going to put him up on Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many people are wasting their time protesting and doing.
Yes,
you see that Gaga.
They watch
Gaga,
Lady Gaga.
Confused,
let me just
folks.
Say this: in light of what Eliza said, Lady Gaga had the big test. She got up there, did her halftime show, and she didn't say one thing against
you
Trump.
She didn't. That's right.
Yeah.
She didn't.
And she may have even heard Ion warn her not to do it, because you'll get in trouble. So now today, they're saying she got 1,100% increase in her sales. She's a star again. People had forgotten about her.
Mm-hmm.
So
she
just
was
act like...
For a while.
What?
She was not around for a while. She was forgotten.
Right. She was singing with Tony Bennett and doing a TV show. But the thing is, it's so... back in the 50s, 60s, it was uncool to be an individual. Now it is uncool to be a follower or someone who gets along with the general environment. It's not like a pissed off. It's Wyndham Lewis's theme, the art of being ruled. So if you actually can handle being ruled, and that's Trump's challenge,
you'll be an individual. But everybody else is yelling ahead their heads off in group mind and individual perversion, asserting the norm, which is, I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to be ruled. That's the norm today. That's the blindness.
It's like everyone feels like they're free to be individuals, and they're constantly fighting to voice their opinions. But it's like everyone's overdoing it, and they just do it because they can, in a way. Which is understandable after a while, of not having freedom. Now it's like too much. Everyone wants to say too much. It's like sometimes it's okay to be quiet and just not say anything.
Yeah, you have your own Facebook page or whatever you've got, and you can post something and someone's going to respond. Then you get back in your chemical body and you're walking down the street and nobody's paying attention to you. You're used to your chip body, mm-hmm. So you start demanding that people pay attention to you and what you think on the street. And then they start making up a program like Black Lives Matter or Bring Back the Nazis or whatever the theme is. It's group behavior, trying to get noticed. Mm-hmm. And they get noticed every day on their email, but not on their chemical body. So they're getting confused of translating one body's milieu to another body's milieu.
Yeah, it's funny how I was talking to Conrad about something about, people expressing themselves, and he thinks that online, because they are in a different environment, they will be, willing to just go out and just say the most outrageous stuff, which they will never say it on their own. But I guess in a group environment, they can scream out because they are part of a group, not individuals. But online, they don't mind being individuals, but they would be the individuals that they created themselves as opposed to being themselves.
Yeah.
So they are in their digital body, expressing, and that's pretty much, how he goes about it.
So Quadrophenia, in the unhealthy version, is infusing and not keeping up with the shifts of your body environments as you live your daily life. And so everybody, most of the time, is out of sync with what's going on.
Yeah, but exactly. But I think maybe they kind of unwillingly like it.
Yep. They like the chaos.
The chaos seems to be kind of going in par with what's going on. It's just...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be a problem where... The older generation, they just cannot handle it, so they just sit and watch films or something. They just don't.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Their interactive ESP is dimmed down.
Yeah. I live in a house where there's, my mother lives here, then we are in our 50s, and then the children, which is 20s and then teens. So this whole spectrum is so... underlined, it's so visible, the differences are very, Although I noticed that the older generation, like my mother, she's more acceptable to certain things. She's not maybe participating in it, but she kind of doesn't mind caring about it. And then my generation is a little bit more rigid, which is like late baby boomer. And then the younger generation is like, just have no, I guess the difference is they don't really rebel. They kind of just ignore. The younger generation
rigid.
But at the same time, they just don't have the same, like programs that, let's say, my generation is programmed into.
They got different bodies, but in a tribal society, it used to be flexible elders and rigid youth. The youth are very rigid, even though they can express themselves in all the bodies very ambidextrously, whereas your grandmother, mother can't do it. Just stuck in her chemical body and maybe watch a movie or something. But the kids are look quite skillful, but they are rigid. And they can turn you off whenever they feel like it. They get multiple means of turning off. So we are creating, in an old-fashioned term, we are, and McLuhan said this in the 60s, we are creating Nazis. And the baby boomers became Nazis in many ways. Yep. And the generation X became Nazis. Now these young kids are going to become anarchist Nazis.
Whoa.
That's never been said before.
Did you play that YouTube video of the guy interviewing those girls during the protest, the Million
yes,
Women's
we,
March?
Yes, yeah, we played that. Yes,
that
that's a
was,
good example.
That, yeah, exactly, yeah.
They, wow. You know,
Bob,
they
did
were
you see
yelling.
The video?
You know, when you go on any, I don't know, active chat line among those kids, they're all typing. The thing just flows rapidly. One said, something said, another thing said. You know what I mean? Just scrolls up, right? And they almost don't even care if anybody's paying attention. Now, somebody might respond. They talk to him like they were posting emails on a chat line. They just all yell their stuff independently, you know? So you have to, if the medium is a message, they're becoming their environment. They're becoming just inputting. They didn't care. They were just saying, hoping to be heard, their little idiosyncratic thought.
Yeah, they were putting on their environment, but they didn't know they were putting it on.
Yeah,
they didn't have the detachment.
They were saying it to a guy putting on the old individualist linear thinking, which is what Alex Jones does. You know, he's a logical thinker. He's noticing the patterns, and this guy was reacting that way. He didn't know his bias.
Yeah.
So. You see, there's no acting required in that video. It's an interesting video. You don't need Meryl Streep to come on to imitate an Alex Jones follower interacting with a bunch of kid actors. It's right there in front of you, the Global Theater. This is why acting's obsolete. There's too much happening right in front of you. That's a new kind of phenomenon that doesn't require skillful acting for you to be interested in it. So the Android meme itself is chaos. Anybody, like we try to be here, anybody can say anything. That's what's going on a global level or a solar level. It's fitting its wake. The only thing that's accurate is fitting its wake.
Because it's like time stops. It's like forward and backward at once.
Well, there's no time, neither forward or back. You're still involved in time when you say forward and backwards. There's no time. There's actually nothing. Hey, Carol, we should read a little bit of Baudrillard. Yeah, let me just read you this.
J-Bone.
Yeah, C-Theory right now is doing a series on the foundational texts or writings of postmodernism. Or what he calls theory rising. And so Carolyn was reading it, and then we read it together. But listen to this. This is Baudrillard 25 years ago. So he starts off saying, let me just quickly find it here. Way down. You got to go down through that one. Just a second. Yeah, there it is. This is called The Rise of the Void Towards the Periphery. So he formed a group with his buddies. They set up an agency that would be invisible, anonymous, and clandestine. Okay? The idea was conceived at the dawn of the 90s among a few friends to set up an agency. And they called themselves the Stealthy Agency. So he says, they set out seeking to hunt down unreal events with which to disinform the public. They became unreal. Even though they set out to hunt down unreal events with which to disinform the public, it itself has remained unreal. In this sense, their agency, their group effort, perfectly fulfilled its role, as it managed to escape all radar detection to become a unique formula that is never virtual. What this implied is that there were no longer ideas that had anything to do with facts. This was the utopia of the 60s and 70s, that there were no longer any actors involved in events, no intellectuals occupied with meaning. Instead, there was an insignificant upheaval of events, lacking real actors and authorized interpreters. Then there's a little bit of grammar. I won't do that. All that remains are current events, and that's in quotes, a kind of cinematographic action, an auction, i.e. the price tagging of the event in an overbid of information. The event is taken up not only in action, but in speculation, and eventually in a chain reaction that links facticity to extremes in such a manner that no interpretation can be rejoined to it. Simulation is precisely this irresistible unfolding, this linkage of things as if they had a meaning, so that they are no longer controlled or regulated except by artificial montage and nonsense. Not nonsense, but non-sense. It is the putting up for auction of the event. Now, he's describing the Daily News. It is the putting up for auction of the event through radical disinformation, the price tagging of the event instead of gambling with it, instead of investing in the stakes of history. If, on the other hand, should there be a stake